Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, 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 hello. Happy Friday, my friends. Yeah, Friday already. That's usually what happens after Thursday. Welcome, of course, to yet another award-winning Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your award-winning host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, you can check me out on Drive for the rest of the week. That's just today, actually, from 4 p.m. So we begin with, of course, the Premier League fixtures for the new season being confirmed.
Oi, Goldstein, the new season just finished.
Yes, it has, actually, other Goldstein, but, of course, the new one is very soon to be here. 49 days, I think, sort of. Don't work it out. I think I'm right. Anyway, Q Talksport's voice of live football, Adrian Durham.
Palace Arsenal, Friday night, the 5th of August, live on TalkSport. And then Saturday lunchtime again, live on TalkSport. Fulham, newly promoted, at home to Liverpool. And what a tough start it is for Fulham. I'll go through their games in a moment. But Fulham, Liverpool, 12:30. Then a whole raft of 3 o'clock games. I might well find myself at Newcastle against Nottingham Forest. Bournemouth Villa at 3 o'clock. Leeds Wolves at 3 o'clock. Leicester Brentford is 3 o'clock. Spurs Southampton at 3 o'clock. And then 5:30, what a game for Frank Lampard. Everton take on Chelsea. And then on Sunday, 7th of August, 2 o'clock, Man United Brighton and the champions Man City at 4:30 go to West Ham United. So that's the opening weekend of this season, the first weekend of August.
And don't forget, of course, the first two Premier League fixtures next season will be live on TalkSport, beginning with Crystal Palace hosting Arsenal on Friday, the 5th of August. Come on, the Palace. Now, Major League Soccer, or MLS, as no one calls it, has partnered with Apple to stream every US top flight men's game worldwide for the next 10 years. In what it calls a horrific first for sports. Oh, sorry, my mistake. Historic first for sports. As a long-time pioneer for the Netflix of football, Moni Moni Simon Jordan says it's about time the Premier League joins suit. So you might just call this section Netflix and Chill with Simon Jordan. Oh, that just sounds wrong on so many levels.
60, 70, 80, 100 times that? This is a fledgling league that doesn't have anywhere near the potency
That's what
or
I mean.
Reach. Potency or reach
There's
of the
no
Premier
relegation.
League.
There's no relegation.
But this deal
There's
here...
There's no jeopardy.
£2 billion over 10 years.
Yeah.
That's £200 million a year. Okay?
Yeah.
That's equivalent to one overseas deal that the Premier League strike with a broadcaster. One. Right? The Premier League generates $3 billion a year, not $200 million a year. So this is like comparing an apple to an orange. It's like comparing a feast to a famine. There is a vast difference between what Premier League can achieve and the revenues that it can drive. But what it's doing is showing the way that football, sport and other sports are going to go. I don't believe in the 3 o'clock watershed anymore because it was only put in place to protect live attendances. And live is live and it will always be live and there will always be an audience for live.
Yeah, yeah.
So I do believe that the Premier League needs to get its digital thinking into the right place and advance itself, because this $3 billion a year that's being generated currently is a drop in the ocean. It's like asking someone to get drunk in a bath when they put a teaspoon of vodka in there. There's so much more than the Premier League can do. They'll look at these deals and they'll try and factor them in. If they want to take it in incremental steps and bite-sized chunks and they want to use a digital strategy to be able to broadcast all games, then they'll be carving that into their thinking for the next deal. So they'll be pricing it with Sky if they want to be foolish enough to do another deal with Sky and BT. And I think BT will drop out sooner rather than later. And then they'll have their own platform and then they'll have routes to market like Apple. And all of these things will be spinning around in their orbit going, and if it's not, then someone's asleep at the wheel.
On now to Serena Wiegmann's England's Lionesses, who beat Belgium in a friendly at Molineux.
Serena Wiegmann made changes in the second half, and in the end, the Lionesses got the job done. It is finished. England 3, Belgium 0.
Alex came on the pitch, Rachel Daly came on the pitch, Chloe Kelly came on the pitch, and Fran at England 2. The thing that's really good on that too, that because then you get other connections in the team, but we brought our game to a higher level, and that's really good. Also some different type of players too, but we all know, for example, we had Fran, she's so tactical and a real centre attacking player, and that today that's what we actually needed in that position. And I thought that Georgia did a good job too, but it's just a little different.
I think now the tournament's 20 days away, it's getting closer, there's a lot more pressure on these players, and this is what I spoke about before. Who can step up when it really matters? Yes, it's great stepping up when you're winning 10-0, 20-0, 5-0, but it's when the games need to be won, who steps up then? And that's why I questioned before the game, and I said it before, I don't think this squad is necessarily better than what we had before, there's just more eyes on it. So I'm mindful of the pressure that's being put on these players. Because a lot of them haven't played in tournaments. 9 of these players haven't played in a major tournament before. There's a lot of players in this squad that there's still question marks over the form going into the tournament.
Next week's clash with the Netherlands at Elland Road will be live on Talk Sport.
Now, time for a bit from my show, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time, with Darren Bent and Jacqueline Wilshere.
We're going to come out of these four games with a lot to think about, with a very, very big 6 months coming up leading into the World Cup.
The starting 11 that we saw the other night against Hungary won't ever start for England in a World Cup match.
One thing that that these games would have done for Southgate, he'll know his starting 11 now. Like, he'll know his first 11 in the first game of the World Cup. He will.
Well, it obviously won't include then James Maddison or Eric Dier, will it?
I don't think so, which I...
It's harsh on them too.
Yeah, it's very harsh, especially on Maddison.
Even Eric Dier's been brilliant for Spurs. They finished fourth.
Maddison, yeah? More goals, more assists than Grealish, Foden, Ward-Prowse, Bowen, Mount. He's got them all.
It's going to be interesting for Gareth, and I am looking forward to the start of next season. If there's four or five that he's not sure about, so for instance, Rashford comes up the blocks firing.
And then he's played in towards the far post and put in beautifully by Jadon Sancho.
Sancho comes out firing. All of a sudden, and Bowen comes out a little bit, all of a sudden then, is it Bowen out the squad and get them two back in? Like Gareth, I think at times has built a rod for his own back because he's been so loyal to some players that he's almost ignored other players' form. So it will be interesting. But Eric Dier, I feel for him, he should be in there. Maddison, I think, should be in there.
On now to a bit of boxing and Queensbury rules. And here's former cruiserweight champion of the world, Jonathan Nelson, claiming AJ, that's Anthony Joshua, will walk away from the sport if he loses to Alexander Usyk. So basically, Anthony Joshua will be walking away from the sport.
All three scores go to the winner by unanimous decision. And new heavyweight champion of the world!
I personally think for AJ, I think he's got the pride of a champion, the pride of a fighter. I think if he loses again, I wouldn't be surprised, because where does he go? Where does he go? Does he go for another, try and chase Tyson Fury, who says, "Now, what am I fighting you for?" Does he try and chase, Deontay Wilder, because he puts bums on seats? Does he try and chase Dillian White? Because again, he put bums on seats. So then he becomes a mercenary, a prize fighter. He doesn't care if he wins or loses. I don't think he has that mentality. So I do believe if he walks away, if he loses, I believe he walks away.
And in partnership with Macmillan, former Middlesbrough captain Sol Bamba was in the TalkSport studio to reflect on his cancer journey and look ahead to his next steps in the game. Sol told White and Jordan his initial concerns after hearing his diagnosis.
To be honest, Jimmy, was like, how I'm going to tell my kids, mum and dad. I'm 37, but mum is still worried because I've been living abroad for the last 15 years. So, you know, she always calling me and see if I'm okay. So my first story was on, you know, how I'm going to tell her. And I have to tell her over the phone as well, because it was COVID at the time. So I couldn't even travel to tell her. So I was worried how she's going to take it. She was a certain age as well. So, you know, it was all down the back of my head. And after it was, you know, I just need to get well because I can't let that defeat me. I need to get well for myself, for the kids, for the whole family. So, you know, chemo wasn't easy, Jim, I'm not going to lie. The first one, for 3-4 days, I was in bed straight. I actually woke up after 4 days and my missus said, you know, you slept for 4 days. People see me smiling, and when I was talking about it, you know, I'm always trying to put a good face, but it was hard. I'm not going to deny or lie, it was very hard. But like we said, you know, you got to fight, and that's what I did.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
You're listening to TalkSport Daily.
On now to a bit of horse racing. And favourite Kyprios won the Gold Cup at Ascot as Stradivarius was denied a record-equalling fourth victory. Oh, that must be hard for Stradivarius. Where's my violin? See what I did there?
Kyprios and Ryan Moore are getting to work on the outside. So many inward chances, but covered up is Stradivarius. Can he find a way through? He's got to get past Princess Zoe. Up front, big run from Tashkat. Here comes on the far side, cruising, burning victory for Willie Mullins. Stradivarius is on this outside, but flying now is Mojo Star. Mojo Star, Stradivarius has now started to pick up, but it may be late. Also riding there is Kyprios. It's head down. Here comes Stradivarius on the outside. Half a furlong to go. Will he get there? But out in front, Kyprios is brave, and it looks as if Kyprios is going to hold off all comers. Kyprios wins. What a brave effort from Kyprios. Mojo Star, a huge run from that race. Stradivarius, again, he just seemed to get a little boxed in. I'm able to get his challenge going to late on. He's run on into be third, burning victory coming up the stands. Far Rails was in fourth. Great, gutsy, brave performance from Kyprios. A thrilling finish to the Ascot Gold Cup.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today alongside Darren Bent. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.